Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
And welcome to another edition of Spits and Suds. So glad you can join us this offseason. I'm Gavin Spittle of 105.3 The Fan. Boy, I'll tell you what, this offseason, it has been silly season, and we'll get into it with our buddy Sean Shapiro in just a moment. Where can you find Sean? You can find all that he does on Twitter/X at Sean Shapiro, but I think it's really important that you support Sean and his efforts by subscribing to his Substack, which is Shap Shots. You can easily find it on Sean's Twitter page, as well as he writes for Elite Prospects, for D Magazine. His YouTube channel with our friend Robert Tiffin is called Algorithmically Incorrect. Always great to spend some time with Sean. Let's talk about the on-time experts. We have a big announcement for the on-time experts, but you know what? I'm just not a guy that just does the reads. I told you I'm a lifetime customer. So over the weekend, I sat there with the plunger and I could not get it done. And I'm like, man, my manhood is in question. So what did I do? Just like I tell you all the time, I went online, theontimeexperts.com, and I picked a time slot. And you know what? They showed up this morning. Dylan was the technician and he showed up on time. Absolutely awesome. They had to put a snake in and they had to clean stuff out. I never used the bathroom, yet somehow it was clogged. And he explained why that was. The whole process was fascinating, but it was affecting one side of the house and they got it done. And I was worried because I thought maybe a tree root was involved. That's what people were telling me, and I got a little worried. But you know what? The on-time experts gave me the peace of mind to the point where I jumped ahead and said, hey, the crawl space is over here. And Dylan said, you know what? Let's try to get it done this way. Let me diagnose the problem first. And he diagnosed the problem. So right there and then I knew, okay, my pipes are fine. And that gave me peace of mind. I can't say enough about the on-time experts. I love talking about my personal experience. Just like that happened this morning. And oh yeah, I used a coupon with the on-time experts. So I saved a lot of money and you can too. They are the official sponsor of Spits and Suds and they are the official sponsor of the Dallas Stars. And we bring on Sean Shapiro now because I talked to the on-time experts and I said, hey, I'm doing an event coming up in August at Boomer Jacks in Allen/Fairview. And I explained the event and they said, Gavin, count us in. We would love to be a part of it because we're supporting local hockey. So I was really excited about that. And they are bringing out a whole bunch of stuff. They're bringing out Stars merchandise and they're bringing out 4 pairs of Stars tickets to give away throughout the night. So not only are we giving away Spits and Suds merchandise like t-shirts, we're now giving away Stars tickets. We're giving a whole bunch more. Sean, we've talked about this event building with announcements to come. Man, it's so cool that a place like the on-time experts that I keep telling people they support local hockey and DFW, they're supporting our celebration of hockey just coming up in just a few weeks.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting, isn't it, Gavin? And you and I have talked a little bit before on this show about how as much as the business side of things isn't always everyone's cup of tea, the reality is people putting money where their mouth is matters a lot. And it's really, obviously they have the support of the Stars and then they support the Stars in the way they do. And then this show and this programming, and it's a pretty cool thing to see. I'm a big, personally, I'm a big fan of, it's easy to talk a big game when people in this business and everything like that and everything related. And it's another thing to follow through with actions and financial decisions, which so obviously very excited about finding the right partners and the right people in that realm there.
Yeah, absolutely. The other thing I want to say is kudos to you guys, Stars fans. I appreciate it. A couple of you have reached out, like Sterling said, I love that you guys are doing a roadshow on August 11th. I don't have a clue as far as what giveaways you're going to have, but if you want it, I have a Patrick Sharp autographed Dallas Stars puck I'll give to you for a giveaway. It's in a plastic container. Sterling, I appreciate it. We're going to have tons of giveaways, but you reached out. Andrew said, hey, man, I love this event. I'll be there. He's posting it on social media, and he's also saying, how can I help set up the event? God, Sean, I love those things that not only like it's awesome that people are coming up, but people are like, hey, man, let me help set up chairs. I got this giveaway in this closet. Can we give this away? It's just that's what I wanted. That was my dream, a community event. And I'm sorry for Stars fans. We're going to get into hockey in just a moment, but I hope you understand my excitement because this is what I want. Stars fans coming together. And we just got to direct message from Sports Tunes, who's so awesome. And he said, I think I'll come down for your event in Allen. Sounds fun. That's awesome. Sports Tunes. I mean, that's a celebrity in my book, Sean. He's awesome. So like, it's just going to be awesome.
No, it's going to be a lot of fun and I'm really looking forward to it. And it's going to be, we're going to have a lot of fun there. I'm looking forward to the live show, but I mean, a big part of this, and it's something that I've talked with you about quite a bit in Gavin, is I'm excited about the community element of it too, where we're going to be able to talk to some of the people that listen to this show, that we interact with on social media and everything like that. And I mean Robert and I were talking about it the other day, so I'm very excited about where this is, what we're seeing here, and it's kind of a cool thing.
Yeah, and that's why we're doing that kind of cocktail hangout hour beforehand, so you can get some one-on-one time with Sean before, you know, he grabs the microphone. Obviously, we're going to do Q&A during Spits and Suds, but I wanted it to be just a little bit more than just here's the program live. I wanted it to be like you guys, like, let's take pictures together. Let's just share a beer together. Let's enjoy and let's talk hockey. So really excited. Once again, that's August 11th, completely free. Only thing I ask is pull up a table and support Boomer Jacks because they're supporting us. The on-time experts will be there, so please talk to them as well. But grab a beer. Boomer Jacks has awesome food, so it's going to be a lot of fun. All right, let's get to the hockey. Sean, when I pull up Jason Robertson's name, I see Kyle Dubas and the Pittsburgh Penguins. And I know it's silly season, so sometimes these things are all for naught. But I did want to just throw out there just for fun, and I wanted to get your thoughts because I like playing GM sometimes, and I think maybe you do as well. I think it's fun. And I tried to come up with, okay, what would be a realistic package? And obviously Sidney Crosby's not going to come here, but I was thinking, okay, let me run this trade by Sean for Jason Robertson. The Stars receive youngster Benjamin Kindell, who had a really good first year. He's 19 years old. Caden Korzak, who has protection for the next 4 years, a very, very good salary, and he's a right-handed defenseman. And then I get a first-round pick in 2027, which gives me two first-round picks next year, and I can possibly flip one of those at the trade deadline if I need help.
And that's, so it was Kindle, Korzak, and two firsts, right?
I was going to do one first, but if you'd like to do two, I'm up for that.
Well, sure. No, I was just making sure I got the whole line on the table there. Yeah, because I think if you're Pittsburgh, I think it's fair to say you're looking at Kindle, Korzak, and probably one first and maybe another deeper pick as well, because the opportunity to get four firsts disappeared when Jason elected for arbitration. And so I think if you're, and we know that Kyle Dubas has an interest in the Robertson brothers, actually Nick and the Penguins settled their contract, I won't say dispute, but their contract outside of arbitration. I believe it was today for 2 years, $3.25 million. So, I know there's definite interest from Jason at some point in his career. Let me rephrase that. There's definitely interest from the Robertson family to have the Robertson brothers play together. I do believe that's a little bit more of an overall family arching thing than a Jason thing, just to be completely blunt on that. And that's not a bad thing. It's just a reality. And they work out together in the summer, and they are definitely close. For me, it is, from a Stars perspective, my initial reaction there was, I need another first. And that was, okay. I think that's a good way to look at it, where I like Kindle as a player. Korzak to me is like, Caden Korzak is, he's a 25-year-old right shot D that I thought was not bad for Vegas, but like, I just, for me, Korzak isn't the, like, he's not moving the needle. Korzak's not really moving the needle for me. And so it's, for me, I like Kindle. I don't mind that, but I need a second first to personally really consider that from a Dallas perspective, because for me, the value of Jason Robertson for another year, and then if needed to potentially trade him in season, is more valuable than that right now. If you get me another first, I start to be a little bit more open to it, but Korzak is, I feel like there's, and this is just, I'm going to be very clear, this is my opinion, not league opinion. Korzak to me is a right shot D that makes $3.25 million. But if he was a left shot D, he probably makes $1.25 million. And that's the value of being a right hand shot D in the NHL. And that's okay. That's my opinion on Korzak. Good player, but I think, fortunately for him, he throws right-handed, just like how, fortunately he shoots right-handed, similar how, like, in baseball, if you throw left-handed, it's probably better for your bottom line.
So when it comes to cap space, here was the other thing I wanted to talk to you about. Right now, available cap space for the Stars, $10.639 million, and let's say they continue with Robertson as far as the arbitration process, that number will be over that amount. My question to you, Sean, is potential trades. If you're Jim Nill, you have Sam Steele with 1 year left this year at 2.1. Radek Foxa has 2 years left at 2 million. That probably gets you to that point. Is there anyone else that you think would be attractive to another team to take on that salary?
I am, with this whole Robertson stuff right now and where it's all going, I have my gut, Gavin, is that Radek Foxa is going to be traded. That's my gut. I want to be very clear. That's not a reported thing. And that is not me going in. That is not me reporting that, but just, you read the tea leaves, you bring back Joel Kiviranta, and you're very big on his penalty killing. He makes 1 million. Artu Huru can fill a bit of that same role for 875K. Colin Blackwell, I mean, for me, Foxa is the guy who, when I look at the cap space and how things are set up, I would not put good odds on Radek Foxa being back in Dallas. And that's my, just me reading the tea leaves. I want to be very clear on that.
Yeah. What's fascinating, Sean, is if they did just do a 1 year arbitration with Robertson and then just sent him on his way, they have a lot of cap money in 2027, 28. Well, I don't think that'll be the case, but if
you did that, if you long-term, we always know Jim Nill is big on his plan A and plan Bs. If there is a plan in Jim's mind that we want to swing big for number 97 out of Edmonton,
that's what I was thinking.
That's the thing. And I want to be clear, it's going to be fascinating to see what happens with Edmonton this year, especially with Mike Babcock coaching that team and McDavid and Draisaitl allegedly being a big part of that decision. So we'll see where it all goes. But if McDavid goes to market, I would highly expect the Stars to be one of the teams that are fishing there.
Hey, gang, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and we are going to move. We are going to answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
If McDavid doesn't end up in, let's say, Dallas, mm-hmm. two other swings, do you think they could convince Crosby to leave Pittsburgh?
I don't think he'll ever play anywhere else, Gavin. Okay. I don't.
He's got his cups. He loves his.
Like town. I mean, he's, like, I don't think. I think there's an important element for that franchise. There are lessons learned from past team legends and everything, and going like, how awkward was the Mike Modano in Detroit scenario yeah. that led to the ultimate rift between them at the end. No one liked watching Marty Brodeur play some awkward games for the St. Louis Blues. In Dallas, everybody wants their Dirk, right? And Dallas had theirs and with Dirk and everything like that. And for me, I don't see how Crosby plays anywhere. The only scenario I could ever see Crosby playing outside of Pittsburgh would be the Nova Scotia connection, where him and McKinnon would play together, and that would probably be even more frustrating for Stars fans, because there's no way that's not happening anywhere other than Colorado.
By the way, random spits and suds fact, I was telling Gregory Findlay, for some reason, I just looked it up. Cole Harbour, Nova Scotia, where both Sidney Crosby and Nathan McKinnon were born and raised, 25,000 residents. Pretty amazing that two of the all-time greats come from such a small place.
They've got spots on the lake right near our old pal Rick Bonus. They all see each other on the boat each summer. So
that's amazing. You know, the hockey history, and this is a whole nother rabbit hole, of Nova Scotia and the islands right there, it's pretty fascinating. There's some unbelievable players that have come out. Brad Richards, came out of there, and just the hockey history with the teams over the years. They used to have AHL franchises there. So it's pretty fascinating. What about Austin Matthews? A free agent after next year, currently at $13.25 million. It's interesting, age 28. So I think he'll be 29 when he signs a new free agent. So, he will be around 30. So, oh yeah, 'cause he signed for another year. Sorry about that.
Yeah, if he's going to market, I could see the Stars in. Now, I'm also interested to see Matthews and McDavid are in two very interesting spots where their respective teams are kind of having to sell them on the future, right? Where obviously for McDavid, it's the UFA is coming up. Matthews is, John Chyka's biggest job right now as a GM is to convince Matthews that he and Gavin McKenna are the long-term plan in Toronto. So I look at it that way, where it's, I watched Toronto really closely this year. I'm very curious to watch them this year and see what happens, because either Chyka and Sundin are going to land the ship and everything's going to be kumbaya, or it's going to really blow up. And
yeah.
So like, I don't see an in between here.
Yeah. It's very, very interesting. You know, one of the other things I found interesting, and I know teams, many are cap strapped, but the free agents that are out there still, there's some quality names. And I just wanted to get your take on some of these names and why teams haven't signed them. Do you think this is regular? Like, you know, a team maybe taking a flyer on a Patrick Laine. I mean, he's been injured a lot, but 28 years old, and flashed early in his career as a superstar, but you know, that's kind of waned. You have Klingberg out there. You have Tarasenko, who I thought was really good for Minnesota last year. Eli Tolvanen of the Seattle Kraken. My buddy Michael Bunting is out there. Who do you like that's still out there?
Well, I think we have to talk about how the market works first, real quick.
Yes, so, please.
Like Jason Robertson and Dylan Larkin, their situations are effectively holding up the market in many cases. Now, Robertson will, we have 11 days now until July 25th when Robertson will have his arbitration hearing and we'll learn a lot more. So that will be a vital shoe to drop. But if you're one of these teams that's kicked around on the Robertson idea, you're keeping your options open. And even if you're not someone who's in on Robertson, maybe you're keeping options open for what is the fallout of the secondary deal that happens after this, because there's always shuffling that happens. So there's that. The Larkin deal is kind of the ongoing Larkin trade request is going to greatly determine what greatly determine how some teams react and everything like that. And so Line A to me is an interesting one because I'm curious of I'm a big like I love now part of that is there's some rose colored glasses for me with Patrick Laine, Gavin, because it's hard not to think about just how dominant he could be in those games against Dallas early in his career. Right. Like it's hard sometimes to separate that memory of the guy who could be, he might not do anything that night on a consistent shift to shift basis, but there was the threat that there was three goals sitting on that stick at some point on the power play, right? And so he, to me, is a... If you're Dallas, for example, and Patrick Laine still doesn't have a deal in mid-August, how do you not make that call? I just want to be, like, really clear on it, right? Like, how do you not make that call if you're there and you bring him to potentially a team that he's terrorized before... someone you bring him to a group of some familiarity with a bunch of Finns, obviously that there's a nice language connection there and everything like that. And I don't know how you don't kick the tires on that. And the same thing goes for Tolvanen too. Like I actually like Tolvanen as well. To me, I think that was like, and I wasn't trying to just stick with Finns. It's just that's a reality. Bunting to me is interesting because I think he is the one, Gavin, that is going to get more than he's worth. And I think he knows that. I think Bunting is intentionally waiting for some of these chips to fall. And then someone is going to give him a little bit higher than what should be market value because now they've got the cap. They didn't get in on these other pieces. And so now they have to go find someone who can put the puck in the net a little bit. So I think it's a waiting game for teams and players. And that's kind of my read on the Bunting situation right now.
And something that will affect the Stars because it happens in the Central Division still murmurs about Connor Hellebuck right now, still with the Winnipeg Jets. But obviously Buffalo seems to be possibly in the mix for a trade. A couple of others, Carolina had been mentioned, $8.5 million cap hit. He's in year three of a 7-year deal. Obviously we know how good he is. Do you think when the season starts that he'll still be in Winnipeg?
That's a really good question. We've heard the Buffalo conversation, which is kind of fascinating. I don't know whether that's... Not sure how legit that is one way or the other there. My gut says yes, just because I think he's going to be too hard to move. Yeah. I think it's just the reality of, I don't think there's going to be the ability to move him the way and get the return that Winnipeg actually desires. So,
yeah. Very, very interesting. Hey, I wanted to end on an embarrassing note. So I was playing trivia Saturday night. I go to this place in Dallas. And I was with a group of people, and the question came up, how wide is an NHL hockey net? And everyone looked at me, and they even gave some rope, and they said within 1 foot. And yeah, we didn't get the answer right. Now, granted, there was some debate, but is this like something that like, I don't know. I've just never, like I said to myself after, I'm going to do a deep dive on width and length of a hockey rink. Now, obviously I know 4 foot tall, 6 wide, as far as an NHL goalie net. But I did find that fascinating that it's just something I hadn't thought of. Now, the caveat is, Sean, we went on to win. So that's the caveat. So we took the trophy. However, I just felt a little embarrassed raising. See, I'm cheesy like this. I raise a gift certificate over my head like I just won the Stanley Cup.
So, yeah, it's 4x6. Right. Do you know the – do you want me to give you a chance to redeem yourself with other dimensions right now on the show?
No, I don't, because people are going to be like, why does he host this podcast?
I mean, you know the size of the rink, right?
Is it 120? Am I?
No, you're thinking international.
Okay.
And that's not an international is a little bit, is not 120, but.
See, I don't want to Google it to sound smart, you know?
Yeah. I will just say, so our listeners know, it's 200x85 is the rink, but I will say, and that's just NHL standard. Not every rink is the, 200x85 is the NHL standard. That is not every, like if you go to all your local rinks or anything like that, there's a little bit more leeway of what space did they have to make it fit, right?
Yeah. So, yeah. But there was a time in the NHL, right, where it wasn't necessarily standardized that some rinks were smaller than others, correct?
It's been a while. It's been a while, but yes. One of the, a really fun kind of, one of the, a fun, oddly shaped rink in the OHL actually is the, in the Peterborough Memorial Center where the Peterborough Petes play in the OHL. They basically have, and I know this is going to sound like an oxymoron, so I encourage anyone to go and Google it and look at it, is the square corners in Peterborough. So the rink, and I've been there, it's kind of funny. It's it's the corners are so close to 90 degrees. In fact, the Zamboni can't actually do the proper lap around there directly. So like they get a little bit more like ruddy with like chipped ice and everything than other places. The rink is in that corner is so weird where the Peterborough Petes actually spend times practicing shooting pucks into that corner to try to learn the odd bounces that are a little bit different than any other rink in the OHL. So, in the NHL, there's not really the case on that, but in modern day hockey in Peterborough, fittingly where Jason Robertson actually played he played in Kingston. Sorry. That was wrong. He did not play in Peterborough. I was getting Kingston and Peterborough confused. Anywho, so scratch the Jason Robertson reference there, but basically the Peterborough Petes have a rink that there is a wonderfully weird square corner that is a home ice advantage and adds some chaos to the game.
Okay. The old Boston Gardens where Raymond Bourque and Bobby Orr skated and Cam Neely and players like that, and locally Craig Ludwig for the Montreal Canadiens. So you're right. The standard, as you mentioned, is 200x85. The old Boston Gardens was 191x83. So just a little bit shorter. And the amazing thing about that was they didn't have the coolant system. So when there was humidity, I don't know if you remember seeing videos of this, but I remember as a kid, they'd have to take breaks. And the both teams would have to skate around the rink to lift the mist that had formed, like the dew. So like there was a cloud, so you couldn't see any of the action. So the skaters had to go around in a circle to lift it. Fascinating.
Yeah. There's some cool pictures from that too. Like it led to some really cool pictures. Like if you look it up, there's some really cool pictures.
Yeah. Yeah. Very, very old school, but I'm embarrassed, Sean, but I'm admitting my embarrassment so that as I tell Stars fans, this place is a place to learn and grow the great game. And sometimes that even includes the host. So
being willing to admit that you're learning something is one of the greatest human qualities in my view. So you got a good one, Gavin.
Well, thank you. And on that note, tell us what we can learn from you, what you have coming up either on Shap Shots or elsewhere.
Yeah. So we've got this week, Robert and I have our show again tomorrow, 1:30 Central. We will be live 2:30 Eastern. Going to be a kind of a more relaxed summer show tomorrow, but we will be live and we'll have an episode. So please check that out. Got a couple starting to get ready for a couple things. It's more right now. It's long-term preview work. We're getting ready for kind of the seasons. The scouting year kind of starts the first week of August. So kind of getting ready for that right now. So nothing promised right now from the written front, but that's because you got to refresh a little bit too.
So. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So everyone check out Algorithmically Incorrect with Sean and Robert. A new episode drops tomorrow and just go ahead and hit that subscribe button. So it goes onto your phone or your laptop or whatever you use to watch it. And obviously it'll remind you so you can watch it at any given time. They have great special guests that pop on, great personalities between Sean and Robert. So it's just a real cool hockey conversation. You're a beast, my friend. Thank you so much. Really excited about the 11th. Unbelievable breaking news that Sports Tunes is coming down. I mean, that is I geek out over the smallest things, and the fact that Sports Tunes can come to an event, that's super cool. So Sean will be featured on August 11th, and please join us at Boomer Jack's at the Allen Fairview location, completely free. So people are asking, like, what's the charge? And the reality is we wanted to do a community event. I know there is the philosophy. I know I face this in radio where sometimes you charge for an event and that makes people go because they bought a ticket. So there's a responsibility. We're saying, no, we're going to waive all that stuff. We just want to come together as a community. So please just mark it on the calendar and come out, because if you support this event, then we can do other events just like this. So thanks to Sean. Thanks to producer Gregory Finley. And thanks to the on-time experts. Can't say enough about the service that I had today, and really excited that they're going to be a part of our August 11th event. They're supporting local hockey, so let's support the on-time experts. I'm Gavin Spittle of 105.3 The Fan, now currently with the correct dimensions of the goal. And yes, I did take home the prize, but embarrassed none the least. Until our next podcast, have a great day, everyone.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.